560 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. People are stuck in their cars, stopped near an interstate in Kentucky as police hunt a shooter. The sheriff's office says several people are shot. ABC's Phil Lipoff.
The Laurel County Sheriff's Office says numerous people have been shot, but they haven't been able to give us any more details at this time on the number of victims or even what condition they are in. The I-75 interstate has been closed in both directions because of this situation.
Happening near I-75 and US 25. Near London, Kentucky. Evacuations about 10 miles south of Reno, Nevada right now because of a very big wildfire that's jumped a highway. ABC's Greg Neft is there.
The smoke is very thick. It's strong enough to blot out the sun on an otherwise clear day. A major interstate is shut down.
Another big wildfire spreading fast leads to an additional evacuation order in the Running Springs area of Southern California. This is ABC News. Up to 1.2 million Ram trucks being recalled by Chrysler, certain models over the past 5 years. A software problem in the anti-lock brake system could increase the risk of a crash, says the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Dealers will fix it for free. In Papua New Guinea, Pope Francis, leading Mass at the Sir John Guy's Stadium in the country's capital, is under a covered altar protected from blistering sun and heat. Pope has been using the trip to highlight the need for world action on climate change. An uneventful landing, Boeing's trouble-plagued Starliner capsule returned to Earth empty tonight. And sounding like a mechanic totaling up a big bill, ABC's Steve Sitch.
We've been talking to the Boeing team already about next steps. We want to get in to the spacecraft and start working on the helium system. You know, we talked about, we know we have a seal that we've got to go replace on the flanges on the RCS thrusters.
And more work, he says. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Succeed. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Wisconsin. How you there, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. And it's time for Live in the Lair, live music for an hour here on Max Inc. Radio. It's presented by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Also by the Lazy Oaf Lounge, great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today, North Stoughton Road in Madison, or online at LazyOafLounge.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
And Jimmy, you know what? We're going to mention Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side and making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit the tap room, try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sampling of local snacks and live music. Wow, we are right here in the lair, live with the Wildwoods. In the heart of Lincoln, Nebraska, the Wildwoods have emerged as a folk Americana trio, a musical tapestry woven by husband and wife, Nora and Chloe Ghost. Noah on guitar and Chloe on violin are alongside bassist Andrew Vagalis. Close enough, he says.
The Wildwoods, yep.
The Wildwoods are performing tonight live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Noah, Chloe, Andrew, welcome to Max Inc.
Yay,
Radio.
Yay, we're so happy to have you here.
Oh, thanks so much for having
us. Thanks for having us.
Now, on tour, you guys just played in Menasha, Wisconsin earlier today. Where did you play? You know, how was the show and how was the drive to Madison?
Yeah, so we just played at the Heck Rot. I don't even know how to say it. Prairie. They have like a hootenanny every year. And it's just a celebration of the prairie and the wildlife out there. And they just recently built a coneflower pavilion, so we were the first band to perform under the pavilion. It was kind of like an opening ceremony.
All you had to say was hootenanny, and you had me. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
They had a sweet corn stand, so you know we were indulging ourselves in that.
You know, the season.
Two words that make me smile is hootenanny and sweet corn.
That's three words.
I guess that's three words. Thank you.
You know, there's got to be a story when Rocker introduced all of you. Let's call the story When Noah Met Chloe. What came first, the band or the marriage?
The band came first, but but before the band, you know, there was a...
we were only 14 when we started the band, so...
Wow.
Marriage probably couldn't happen then.
Okay, nope. That explains things. Yeah. How did you meet then, the band?
Well, so, you know, growing up in Lincoln, Nebraska, you know, all three of us here, you know, our parents were Catholic school teachers. And so we went to different Catholic elementary and grade schools. And so within those communities, I guess there's not a whole lot of musicians, especially not a lot of folk/bluegrass type instrument playing musicians. And so we met each other through some mutual friends one night at a there was like a rival backyard birthday party between two eighth grade friends that had back in the day. And I was at one backyard, Chloe was at the other, and I saw her and somebody said she plays the violin, and that was enough for me. I was like, hey, who are you? And started a beautiful relationship, I guess, and here we are 12 years later.
That is like the ultimate love story, you know, teenage love story.
Right. I had to be confident one time in my life, and here we are now.
Wow. Well, let me read you a quote. Every note we play is a chapter in our story, a journey through the heart of America roots music, where each lyric is a leaf in a vast forest of our sound. Tell us about your band, The Wildwoods, and your love for American roots music.
Yeah, so I think you actually wrote that quote, Noah, when we put that in our bio. But Noah and I, like when we met and we started playing music together, we both bonded over that American folk music, just like Gillian Welch, David Rawlings. They're some of our biggest inspirations. And it's the music that kind of has been able to carry people just through the years, through bad and good times. I don't know. Like, folk music transports you in a way to... It's sort of a timeless... I don't even know, like, when I'm listening to Gillian Welch, her music hasn't been around for super long, but it sounds like it's always been in existence.
Yes, I have to agree. And I did also read that you are very inspired by nature.
Yeah.
And is that part of where the band name, The Wild Woods, comes from?
I guess so, maybe subliminally. I don't think everyone always asks us how we got our band name, and we don't have a cool story behind it. When we started playing music together, we were actually in a rock cover band, and we called ourselves Rabbits with Gas Masks.
Oh, boy.
Wow! I've never heard that one before.
And then we transitioned out of that because acoustic roots music was like our love. And so then our band name turned into Slap Happy, and I have no idea where that band name came from. But people thought we were a comedy group when they would come to our shows.
What kind of covers did you play?
We played Cheap Trick. We did a Judas Priest cover.
Yeah.
Tom Petty. Who else? I mean, it was all over the Bowling for Soup.
Oh my God.
Wow. We did a Beatles cover too. Oh,
yeah. Some of that's not easy to play, so you have to be good musicians.
Wow, that's a wild name for those type of tunes. I was like ready for we're a Slayer tribute band or something, you know.
I was looking for some punk rock, maybe some Dead Kennedys or Sex Pistols or something like that.
It was all over the place.
Mm.
And then it just became The Wildwoods.
Yep. Yeah.
It's perfect.
Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with the Wildwoods, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is the title track from your latest album. It's called Foxfield St. John. I'm sorry. Tell us about this song before you play.
Sure. This is the title track, Foxfield St. John. And so back in 2019, Chloe and I, we were finishing up our sophomore years of college. And I could tell that she was feeling real blue, feeling real down. And I like to say, I discovered it was because of the stresses of school were weighing on her. And I like to say that I wasn't feeling too bad because I didn't go to class too often, I'm sorry to say. But
musicians.
I wanted to do something to pull her out of this funk, so I tried a few different things, and I landed on, what if I book us a month-long trip to Europe, which is something you should only do if you have the money to do it, right? Which we definitely did not, still don't. But I was determined, so I booked everything as cheaply as possible. I surprised her with the trip. She was very excited. I realized I had forgotten to book places to sleep at night. But, we had train tickets and plane tickets to six different countries that I got these crazy deals on. And so I thought, it has to happen. And so I found Airbnbs for between like $15 and $20 per night, which is like we were unsafe most of the places we went, except for Dublin, Ireland, which we were staying in the attic of this family's house. And they were very nice people, had this little boy named Roy, who was wearing a full-body Chewbacca costume the entire time we were there. And he was running around playing his little, he had this little ukulele, was playing a little bit of piano, and was very interested in our instruments. And we were telling him about songwriting, and he wanted to write a song with us because he thought it was just an amazing thing that you could just make up your own song. And he got bored after about 10 seconds of doing that. But we kept the song going after we started it and named it after the street that family lives on, which is Foxfield St. John.
Did you watch some Star Wars with them at all? Or?
They were from Turkey. Okay. And the little boy, they had like just moved there. And I think we were trying to connect through music. He would do the Chewbacca sound a lot, but other than that, we couldn't really talk much to each other. So
it's pretty amazing. He's in a Chewbacca outfit.
Yeah, I always say we never saw his face like the whole time we were there.
Wow.
But it was actually Andy under the suit. That's how we met our best friend. Wow.
That's hilarious. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us directly from the Civic Media app, especially if you've got a question for the Wildwoods. They're live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio. So we are having a little technical issue. Stand by, everybody. I can tell you, coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, we got Shane Christopher Neal and Indy 45 show. After that, we got Rob Roberts with After Hours. But we're going to try take two of Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
She moves like heavy wind, floating in and out of storm. She is a giddy air, beautiful and darkness, yet so hard to understand. Like a bird reflection from a perfect emerald. Oh,
drive alone. Remembering springtime on Fox Field, St. John. Following a herd of goats along Glendalough, tearing up my favorite shirt against the ancient rocks. And it's so hard to see the bright side of anything. You gotta keep on moving, try to live another day. Town she moves like heavy wind.
Remembering springtime on Foxfield, St. John.
Wow, we are here with the Wildwoods live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Let's get to know the members of Lincoln, Nebraska's Wildwoods. Let's start out with Chloe. And she's making her way to the microphone right now. Now, mm-hmm. Chloe, how did you become involved with music, and what's your backstory?
Yeah, so my older brother started playing the guitar. And he's a couple years older than me, and I just really wanted to, he would busk at the farmers markets and play in a local program in our hometown called Academy of Rock. And it was where they just put kids in different bands and kind of just taught them how to be in a band and have a relationship with other band members.
Wow.
And I really wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to play music with him mostly. So I just tried to think of like the most unique instrument I could think of. I really didn't even care what I was going to play. So I picked the violin, and wow. I've been with that ever since.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And you don't play other instruments?
I do play the guitar also. I started playing the guitar because obviously my brother was playing it too. So yeah, I play the guitar.
And then did you end up joining any other bands outside of that group?
No, so my brother and I played, well, actually we were in separate bands when we were in the program Academy of Rock, but then when I met Noah, and it's a funny because my brother's name is also Noah, but when I met my husband Noah, that's when we started the Wildwoods together, and we've just been doing that ever since. I guess when we were in high school, we also played in a bluegrass band called the Prairie Creek Ramblers.
Oh, you have the best names.
We didn't think of that name. Okay. I don't remember who did, but yeah.
You have played all over, really. You've been on some international stages, too. When you think about feeling like you're breaking through, what would you say might be a breakthrough moment for you guys on stage together?
I think like a breakthrough moment on stage is just when, I think when the audience is really receptive to what we're playing. Sometimes we play gigs and we like to goof around on stage, like with our banter, and we joke a lot. And we always know it's going to be a good gig when we like tell our first joke. And we have very dry humor, the three of us. And when the whole audience just starts laughing, that's when it's like, okay, this is going to be a good show tonight.
And do you feel like you are breaking through in the music industry as well?
I think so. Yeah, so it's been 2 years now that we really started putting a lot of effort into our social media pages. And before that, Noah and I had just been touring a lot as a duo, actually. And that was mostly because of COVID. It was hard to get together with other band members or even just travel with other people after COVID happened. But yes, we started putting all of our efforts into our social media pages 2 years ago. And honestly, all we did was play our cover songs like we usually do and just started putting out as many videos as we could. And a couple of them really hit and they went viral a little bit. So now a lot of our shows, we sell tickets, and we never could do that before. So it's a blessing, but also a curse, because we're like sacrificing ourselves to the social media gods sometimes.
Yes. Ah, yes.
Well, I mean, you can take, I mean, you don't let it rule your life. I mean, you rule the social media, you know?
Yeah, that's true. They don't own me. I own them.
There you go.
Are you all active on social media? Like, do you answer comments and stuff from your fans?
Yeah, actually, Andy's the one that answers most comments and messages to all of our fans. So we try to as much as we can, because we just like seeing what people have to say.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So when you guys are out on tour, like, what's your greatest challenge? I mean, you guys are married, right? So who does the driving? Who does the navigating?
And who's cooking?
Nobody's cooking. Tonight, our publicist, yeah. Mike Farley and his wife, Jen, they cooked for us tonight. So that was really sweet of them. Noah does all the driving mostly, and also the navigating. And Andy and I are like working on our computers and all the admin stuff the whole drive. Sometimes we switch off driving, but Noah likes to be in control of that. And I don't like to. So that's good. That's
sounds
a good
like
team.
You got it down pat.
How did you end up in Madison tonight?
Well, we took our car. That's how we got here.
They were playing. Simplistic answer.
They were playing in Menasha, Jimmy.
Oh, that's Menasha. Yeah. That's right.
Yes. And then they have a show tomorrow night in Madison.
So they're staying overnight in Madison, and then tomorrow they play at the Baroque, which we'll actually get to. But I was reading something about your discography, all the albums you have, and that tells the story of your band. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us about how that works conceptually with your discography.
Noah, would you like to answer this question? Noah's the main songwriter for the band, so I feel like you have a good grasp on this.
Oh, here he comes to tell us.
And you have 4 albums, I think, since like 2017 or something?
Yeah. You know, it's for a long time I struggled going back and listening to our older music, you know, just because I feel like any artist kind of faces the... you have to face your past artist self, you know, but recently I've kind of come to accept, like what you said, it kind of tells this story or journey of our musical adventures, you know, just because we have been playing together for so long, over the past 12 years. And we've actually released, 6 albums, but 2 of them we released in high school, and we kind of, you know, we scrubbed them from all streaming platforms now. But going back, listening to those, and then going back just kind of one by one, you know, we've always kind of, I don't know, just had a great time writing songs about things just happening in our lives, just simple things. You know, we don't really write songs that have to do with other people, I guess, or we don't really write stories of, you know, legendary tales or something like that. It's always just kind of in the moment type things. Whether it's a lot of the stuff from this album that we released last year, Foxwood St. John, was about, you know, people that we'd meet while on the road touring, or places we'd go, or unique things that would happen to us. And the album before that was just mainly about, you know, touring around the Midwest and things, you know, about home and whatnot. So just kind of a lot of different places in our lives throughout all those, and the songs kind of come with that.
That's
so
great. I love it. Yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with the Wildwoods, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Hideaway, and it's going to be coming up on the actual physical CD you're going to release?
Yeah, so in April of next year, we're going to be releasing a brand new album. So this is actually a unreleased track from that album.
And we're
so
getting it here first.
Getting the debut, so yeah.
Nice. Well,
let's get back to some live music. The Wildwoods are live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, a Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
turn the table, all our friends are eating alone. Drop your fingers, take a breath and swallow it whole. Are the lips in your ears that are driving you mad? Do they hold you like a marionette? Is there more to life than a morning smoke? Well, I guess I haven't found it yet. I saw you, did you see me? I saw your reflection and it's putting me at ease. I've been there before, in the belly of the whale. I swam up for air before I fell underneath. Lips. Are you tired of the mess that collects in your nest? Is your head spinning off of the tracks? And you're blowing your horn cause you've run out of steam. Why'd you ever think that they had your back? I saw you, did you see me? I saw you praying in the dark on your knees. Glass on the floor, glass in my feet. Sweat on the carpet seeping into the concrete. Bow and let the crowd applaud you. Masquerading on a full moon. Now the curtains have closed, it's the end of the show. Swoon by your ulterior motives. Oh, and there she goes, off again to hide away.
Love it. The Wildwoods live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. We have an anonymous texter from listening to WMDX here in Madison, and they say, if these guys are from Lincoln, Nebraska, tell them that they're kicking the butt out of Colorado.
Ooh.
There's that natural... rivalry between Nebraska and Colorado, of course.
Uh-huh.
Give us a text if you've got a question for the band tonight. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, let's continue getting to know the members of the Wildwoods. Guitarist Noah Ghost, how did you become involved in music? What is your backstory?
All right, let's try to do some digging here. back when I was a child, I think I was probably around 7 or 8, my mother enrolled me, my brother, and my sister, all in piano lessons with a lady in our neighborhood. I don't know if she had read some article about how learning the piano can boost your children's brains or something like that. It didn't work super well for me, unfortunately. But I fell in love with the piano, and my brother and sister did not. And so it was kind of, you know, short-lived with them. And I enjoyed it just because I found it super fun. I don't play much piano nowadays, but... you know, music was always just a good spark in my life. And I remember I was staying home sick from school one day in the 4th grade. And I was just kind of snooping around my parents' bedroom, you know, to see what kind of secrets, you know, were hiding within different things. I don't
Troublemaker.
Know. Right. Their room was kind of a mystery at that time.
Emotional distress.
Yeah. Yeah. glad nothing like that. But my father's guitar that I didn't know he had was underneath his bed. And at the time, you know, I'd never played guitar before, and I hadn't really thought about playing guitar, but I pulled it out, and there it was, you know, had strings on it. And, you know, I think he played it a little bit after he bought it, but then it just sat under his bed for so long. And there was a VHS tape of how to play Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison in there. And I took it out, and I put it into the VHS player, and I learned the first, like, half of the riff, first riff of the song, but somebody had taped a Seinfeld episode.
Oh, no.
So I didn't get to learn the full riff, unfortunately. But I was that point forward, I was obsessed, and so just tried to keep going on with the guitar. Unfortunately, I didn't have any other VHS tapes, but you know, there are other things that make it a you know, a nice smooth ride nowadays. Learning instruments.
Was it at least a good Seinfeld episode?
Oh no.
You know, I trying to think back, I'm pretty sure it was the muffin bottom episode where they're like filling up the you know, I'm trying to dig deep. I haven't really dug into the Seinfeld a whole lot since then. You know, I was more enraged than anything.
Oh,
that
I bet.
That I couldn't learn the rest
of it. You wanted that Pretty Woman song.
I did, but.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, let's get back to some more live music. It is just so fabulous, you guys. We are live in the lair with the Wildwoods, and this is presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This next song is West Virginia Rain. Can you tell us just a little about it?
Oh, boy, this song kind of has a... some of the most trouble along with it. So, you know, we were back in 2022, I believe, we played in West Virginia for the first time. And, you know, we had a show that we'd actually booked in West Virginia on a Tuesday. But the day before Monday, we were like, you know, we're kind of, it was supposed to be a day off, but we were kind of itching to play a little bit of music somewhere. And so Chloe and I, you know, we were driving along, and we kind of just came upon this little town, and we called and asked if we could trade a couple hours worth of music for some chicken wings, because we read a Yelp review that this place had the best chicken wings in the universe. And so, you know, we go, and this is all true. We go inside because on the phone, the guy was like, yeah, come on down, you know, let's do this under this time. And so it was a Monday. So we get there, we kind of expected it to be a little bit slow, but we were the only ones in there for, you know, the first hour and a half that we were playing. It was just the owner in there. There was a sound guy. And at some point during the night, the sound guy and the owner of the bar got into this big fight. And not like fists were flying or anything, but the sound guy had tripped out of the sound booth and claimed that he had broke his leg and was yelling something about suing or he owed his money. I don't really know what was happening. We were just playing a little bit quieter so we could hear what they were doing. But his leg was fine. He took off running. He was good to go.
Oh my gosh.
But we kept playing, and, you know, we kind of sometimes we'll close our eyes when we sing and we open them up, and there were a bunch of people inside of this bar.
Yay.
And we learned, though, just after watching them for a little bit, that the strip club across the street had gotten closed down early for the night, and they basically turned the bar that we were playing into the strip club, and there was no, you know, boombox or anything. So we became the club music, I guess you could say.
Were there dancers?
They were dancers, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and the clientele of said dancers. And
oh
so
my gosh.
Did you get good tips that night? All ones, I'd imagine.
Tips started to be thrown around, but not for us, unfortunately. Oh. So.
That had been somewhat awkward.
Yeah, it was pretty awkward.
It's a great story, though.
Right. So we left, and, you know, it can maybe kind of be about, you know, West Virginia making it rain. I'm not going to, you know, put that out there. But West Virginia rain, we were just feeling a little weird after that. So that song kind of comes with, you know, oh, what are we doing with our lives? This is a little strange. You know, are we on the right path? Are we making the right decisions? And, you know, it's all about just kind of, you know, keep moving it forward no matter what happens. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to have unique situations along the way, but you got to, you know, look at them positively and, you know.
Turn them into a song.
Right. That's right. So, yeah.
It's a great story.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's hear
you.
The song behind that story right now. West Virginia Rain. So you're live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. Mm-hmm.
West Virginia rain. Misty mountains calling out my name. West Virginia rain. Falling down to take away my pain. I see it in your eyes, you're all alone and terrified. Thought that leaving home would guide a little more into your life. Brother in distress, I think it's time you take a rest. Oh, the bitterness has settled in your mind. Oh, how the hell did you let yourself become so blind? West Virginia rain, misty mountains calling out my name. West Virginia rain, falling down to take away my pain. Seeping into your hair, drying your song. Does the rainfall take you back to simpler times? Calling your name, but it's not the same. Misty mountains calling out my name. West Virginia rain, falling down to take away my pain. Falling down to take away my pain. Falling down to take away my pain.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. The Wildwoods wow. Live in the Lair. Hey, everybody, stay put. We're going to do some bills and we'll come back. More live music. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Andy Cow Chips. And great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ah. We are having quite a time with our Live in the Lair tonight, right here on Max Inc. Radio. I'm Terry Barr, Rocker's here, Jimmy Kay, Nico, all having a great time with this band, the Wildwoods. Andy has now stepped up to the mic, and we really want to hear about you now, Andy. Tell us your story and kind of what got you into being interested in playing music.
Certainly. Well, I took guitar lessons when I was in eighth grade, but baseball was kind of the thing I was most interested in. And so I played for my high school's summer team going into freshman year. And then in the wintertime, you have to go to conditioning. But I was also doing the musical. And so that interfered with some of the conditioning sessions. And I remember the baseball coach came up to me one time and he said, Andy, you know, I haven't seen you at conditioning. And I was like, you know, yeah, I've been at, you know, musical practice. And he was like, yeah, right. And so,
oh, no.
And so at that point on, I'm like, you know what, maybe music is going to be the thing. So me and some buddies started a band, and then, you know, somebody had to play bass. And I just started, like, you know, falling in love with the Beatles, and especially the song Dear Prudence that has, like, the dum 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 dum. I'm like, oh, what's that? Who's this Paul McCartney guy? He's on to something.
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
So I'm like, Mom, I gotta get a bass.
And did you start with, like, an electric bass? Because now we're watching you play a big stand-up bass, and I'm taking photos so people can see.
It's a beautiful instrument.
It is.
Oh, thank you, guys. Yeah. I've had that for about a year, I want to say now. So I have my little cheating marks on the side where the frets would be to kind of get me through. Oh, yeah, you know, fake it till you make it. Yeah.
What position for baseball did you play?
Left field, primarily.
Right. Are you a numbers guy? Like, now that you're not playing baseball, do you like averages and all that stuff?
Oh, OPS, XWOBA on BaseballSavant.com. I'm in all the analytics.
You need to be the E-dub. You two would get along great.
Oh, yeah.
He's a baseball
nut. One of Jimmy
nut.
K's besties.
Nice. Oh, heck yeah.
So how do you feel? I got to ask you this because, okay, you tour with a husband and wife team.
Certainly.
How does that work? I mean, you guys are buddies for like ever.
Totally, okay. Yeah, since high school.
You can tell, too, because there's that, you look at each other and it's like you all know what the other person is already going to say or what they're thinking. Yeah. But how do you feel touring with them?
You know, it doesn't, you know, it seldom feels like a third wheel kind of thing. It just kind of feels like, you know, we're all doing our thing and I feel like we all kind of value, you know, our space, too. So I feel like, you know, I guess maybe you'd have to ask them, but I don't know if they ever feel like, God, Andy just needs to get out of her hair.
But we miss you.
Yeah.
Aww.
Have you ever played referee?
No, I stay out of that. I put my headphones in. And, yeah. You
know. Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with the Wildwoods, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Cherry Pickin'.
This is my favorite song of
theirs. Tell us briefly about this song before you play it.
Sure. So this is a brand new tune of ours. We released it as a single a few months ago. This was an instrumental song of ours for maybe 3 or 4 years that we would just kind of jam to the melody a little bit as like a more of a gypsy jazz style track. But we just a few months ago put some lyrics to it, and it felt like a real fun summer, you know, summer type track. So we recorded it at our home place, and you know, we kept it around. So
cherry picking,
about picking cherries.
It's the perfect time of year, especially if we're up in Door County. Mm-hmm. It's the Wildwoods live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
As a mighty little bee, her hands are red like roses blooming in February. Carrying a pail filled with cherry wine, the ones we picked ourselves will do fine. Fill your glass, if only if you will fill mine. Oh, darling, take me by the hand. You might be my sweet salvation, hope, my trembling soul inside of yours. As we crawl through open doors, darling, tell me to go. Say the words and I will follow you through darkness each and every day. Hey, hey, hey.
get you with in front of your heart. Ooh, oh, 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 oh. With my honey, I'm picking cherries, laughing about all the dirt on our knees, climbing trees so quietly so we won't wake the bees. Driving home at a quarter past ten, wake up in the morning just to do it again. She turns to me and she says, I'm lucky just to be your friend. Oh, darling, take me by the hand. You might be my sweet salvation. Hold my trembling soul inside of yours as we crawl through open doors. Darling, tell me to go. Say the words and I will follow you through darkness each and every day. That you wear in front of your heart, or your wrist to your arm, I'm beating like a charm, and all my lips too red from the wine. Cherries and berries, and I'm burying out the bottom with you.
The Wild Ones. That was cherry picking. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are live in the lair, and we're just going to keep going here. The Wild Woods are playing the Burr Oak in Madison coming up tomorrow night, September 8th. And then you're headed on your way for gigs and festivals on the East Coast, South, Mountain States, and more. But let's get back to some live music in the lair with the Wild Woods, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us, it's called Footprints on the Floor. Let's hear it. Do you want to say something about the song? We're getting low on time, so I thought let's get into it.
Oh, you guys, amazing. So great. So great. Yes.
Locks of hair on the floor, still waiting for it to grow back so I can go outside. Spoiled milk in the fridge, how shameful and wasteful of my selfish mind. Why have I been so unkind? I suppose I'm overthinking. I have been drinking on a Monday afternoon. All my thoughts belong to her. She rents a room up in my head, oh, sifting through the drawers. Ooh, 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 won't you tell me what you find? 'Cause all that you have left behind are footprints on the floor. Oh, 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 oh. Yellow teeth in the mirror, staring back at me. Cannot wait
until they all fall out.
One less little thing to worry about anyway. Why have I been so afraid? Perhaps I'll make some marmalade from the pulp of the fruits of my labor. Are you still angry about the broken coffee maker? Ooh, ooh, ooh. All my thoughts belong to her. She rents a room up in my head, oh, sifting through the drawers. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
won't you tell me what you find? 'Cause all that you have left behind are footprints on the floor. Oh, locks of hair on the floor, still white as. Spoiled milk in the fridge, how shameful. Drinking on a Monday afternoon. Ooh, 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 ooh. All my thoughts belong to her. She rents a room up in my head, oh, sifting through the drawers. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Won't you tell me what you find? 'Cause all that you have left behind, all that you have left behind, all that you have left behind are footprints on the floor.
Yeah.
Very nice.
May I read a text quickly? We're getting tons of texts right now about you guys, but I love this one. This is very personal, saying, what a great show tonight. We are listening to all of this on our way back after celebrating their big 22nd wedding anniversary, and they just wish all of us to keep up the great work that they are just loving it. Yeah, very fun.
And Jim in Appleton is listening. He says you guys sound pretty awesome tonight, too.
Mm-hmm.
He said it reminds him of 7,000 Apart, another band in Madison, or from Wisconsin.
Wow. Well, how do we keep up with the Wildwoods online?
Yeah. All right. So, you know, we try to stay, you know, with the social media trends. So we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on TikTok. But you know what? Send us an email, thewildwoodsband@gmail.com. You know, we'll talk
school.
To you.
How about it?
That's What's right. your website address?
Our website is thewildwoodsband.com. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes it easy to remember. Chloe, Noah, Andy, thank you so much for coming in to perform for us live tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Love the music, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the bass, Andy. I love the bass. My favorite instrument.
Now, you guys have one more song for us tonight. I think we're going to be able to get it in.
Okay.
And it's by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It's
that?
Called Our House. Tell us why you love to play this song.
Well, you know, kind of rooted in the tradition of multiple harmonies throughout a folk song, you know, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and then Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, you know, they were early masters, you know, early, as in, you know, during the folk boom of the 1960s, you know, it was a lot of traditional stuff, of course, before then, but during that time, you know, they were just coining kind of these beautiful, three part, four part harmonies and, a lot of we've been very much inspired by them, as have a lot of musicians from then till now. And so, yeah, they're just heroes of ours. So we do a lot of CSNY tunes, and this is one of our favorites. So
nice,
yeah.
It's a great band to do a tribute to. It's the Wildwoods live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Call or text your final questions right now, 844-967-2789.
Light the fire, you place the flowers in a vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long. Rest your head for just 5 minutes. Everything
just for you. So hard. Now everything's easy 'cause of you. And la 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 la. I'll light the fire while you place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
Beautiful.
Stunning.
The Wild Woods live in the lair. Great rendition of that song, too. That was awesome.
Beautiful.
Once again, so you guys are going to be at the Burr Oak September 8th. That's tomorrow, right?
We sure are, yeah.
And you said you've played there before and you really enjoyed playing there.
We have. One of our favorite places to play. So
it's just got such a great vibe, doesn't it? And I feel like your music is perfect for that place. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a great listening room. You know, it's an experience unlike any other, a very intimate experience where, you know, you get to feel the organic nature of all the songs that come out of that place. So it's a great time.
So everybody go experience it tomorrow night with the Wild Woods.
And
who worth it.
Who are you playing with? Who's on the bill with that show? Do I have that in front of me? Or is it just you?
There is a person opening. I should know this.
And I should too, to tell you the truth.
Wait, I have it on my Instagram.
They're on Instagram.
See, it's social media.
They're on
media.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, where did it go?
Is it someone from Madison?
Kiernan is the name of the band. Kiernan the Band.
Kiernan the Band.
Yep.
All right. So that's tomorrow at the Burr Oak. After Madison. Where are you off to? Back to home or what?
We go to Urbana, Illinois.
Urbana. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then we go to West Virginia. And then we're heading out to the East Coast. So we're going through Pennsylvania and Massachusetts. And
Hope you get back here again soon. Yeah.
Thank you
so much for coming into play. Appreciate it. Indie 45 with Shane Christopher Neal is coming up next. Rob Roberts. And then next week in the lair is Tom Castle live in the lair. Thanks, Terry. Thanks, Rocker.
Woo-hoo.
Have a good evening, everybody. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. Nice. We are local music.
Thanks, guys.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.